Okay, it's Rob Edgerton here again, filling in for Donnie. I'm here with club legend, stalwart, chairman of selectors, senior assistant coach, the man of many hats, Scotty Kimmel. How are you, Scotty?
You're good, Robbie. Let's not get carried away with legend status, please.
Look, for those who don't know, Scotty is unaware of social media, so he's a bit puzzled as to what's actually going on or how this works, but he's going to give it a crack anyway. So, first up, Scotty, obviously not the ideal start to the season. Come up against Langwell on the weekend, looking for our first win, and I suppose talk us through the game.
Well, pre-game, I think the boys prepared quite well. They looked like they were up and about and ready to take on the game, but came out in the first quarter and I think gave the opposition a head start of about 8 goals, so which has sort of been a common theme over the last, probably 4 to 5 weeks. We just can't get that good start, and then we're sort of chasing our tail for the rest of the game, so it's disappointing, but we've just got to try and stick together and work out a way how to get the boys up and about straight away. It's frustrating because at the end of the day, it's probably the margin that's probably costing us losing games of footy. So
yeah, that's spot on. I mean, obviously Chelsea was a similar result when we came in. I think about 40 odd points down there and lost by a similar margin. The Pines game lost by 28 points and we had 8 goals to 1 kicked on us in the second quarter. So can you put it down to anything? Do you think it's a concentration thing? From watching from the sidelines, it doesn't seem like it's an ability thing. Is it just the guys switch off?
I think it's a confidence thing. I think once we get a couple of goals kicked on us, we just go into a negative mindset and we're not we're thinking too defensive and not sort of wanting to take the game on, and then we get in a situation where we find ourselves being 3 or 4 goals down, and then we sort of go, oh, here we go again, sort of thing. So I think it's more mental. I think, as you say, I think the skills are definitely improving. We're a young side, we're developing, but it's just a mindset thing, and it all comes down to confidence. The first 6 weeks haven't been great for us, but we're just trying to find that win. And I think once we get in front, we just got to work out how to maintain it and just keep going that way.
Yeah, and it's about developing that winning culture, I suppose, and it can happen. Obviously, we had a success. It's been a long time now since the golden years, but in that period of time, I suppose, in games of footy, you just knew if we weren't going, things weren't going well, that they'd turn around. And I suppose probably the last 3 or 4 years, we've sort of gone the opposite direction. We've slowly decreasing our winning capabilities. That the mindset's probably gone the other way around, and it's just that ability to try and turn that around. Obviously you mentioned young kids coming through, so we're blooding a couple of young guys. Do you want to talk about them from the 19s?
Yeah, we played about 3 or 4 this year. So young Benny Searle, he's a little beauty. He's coming in and sort of playing a midfield role or a defensive backline role for us. He's quite skillful. He's got good pace and he's just a natural footballer. I think he just sort of looks at the footy and hunts it, and he's improving each game, I think. So another one, Matty Pola, played a couple of games last year. After breaking his leg, he's come back into the side last week. So 2 weeks ago, sorry. He's a good size. He's put on a bit of size now, and he's just developing. I think he's, as I spoke to him during the week, it's more about his decision making. He's getting better at that under pressure. He's improving. And these are the kids that we've got to keep giving games to, because at the end of the day, they're the future of the footy club. So another one is Cal White. He's a ripper. He's brother of Mitch. He's a very skillful player, quite hard at it too. So I think once he gets a bit fitter, he's going to be a real asset for the side as well.
Yeah, and young Nick Braun on the weekend.
He's a little ripper. On the weekend played a good game. He's quite quick. He's quite skillful. His decision making is very good. So, I think he's only 16. He won the under 16s best and fairest last year. So he's come up and straight through 19s and playing senior footy and going okay. So these are the positives of the footy club at the moment. We're giving lots of young kids a go and just trying to get games into them. And
that's spot on. And I think that's crucial.
And they're probably leading the way for us. So.
Yeah, and heading forward, that's really important. And obviously, it's crucial to have some leaders as well. And at the other end of the scale, we've had Chris Fortnum, who's returned to the club. Tell us about his year so far.
Yeah, well, Forts, I was wrapped to get Forts back down the footy club. He's just a ripper guy. Obviously, champion of the club, won a couple of best and fairest coach to flag, and it wasn't more recruiting him for his football ability because he all knew he could play footy. It was more his a mannerism and the way he goes about it, and just, you know, how he attacks the footy and just his general footy smarts and things like that. So look, Chris is in great form for what he can do. He probably can't cover the ground as much as he used to, as he says, but yeah, every time he gets a footy, he uses it well, and you know, he's just still a ripping player. So it's a bonus to have him, really.
It's been great to watch. Obviously, heading forward, we've got the bye this week. There's a couple of guys in the Interleague. I think Billy Crowe and Willow have been picked in the side, and Rourke might be out injured. But obviously, have a little chat about their year and how you think they'll go in the Interleague this week.
Yeah, look, Crowe's taken a lot again this year. He's pretty busy coaching, and it's probably been quite stressful for him because, you know, we haven't been able to notch up a win yet. But the way he's leading the boys on the field, it's an inspiration, I believe. You know, being a former player and just watching the way he tries to carry the side and that, he does a lot of hard work and stuff. And I think this week going into the Interleague will be really good for him, just to take his mind off, you know, being a coach at the footy club, and just go out and, you know, try and play and just, you know, let his hair down a bit. So look, I hope he goes really well. Willow's the same. Look, he's a former Interleague captain and things, I think, in Southern Footy League. So, you know, he's going to adapt to it really well. He's had a pretty good year with us too. Like, he's won a lot of hard footy. He probably gets tagged a fair bit this year, so he's probably found it a bit frustrating. But the same for him too. I hope he can, you know, go there and just relax, and the boys can get a win and, you know, have a few beers on the bus on the way home. Yeah. And I didn't realise Rourke was injured, but Rourke's been in real good form, and you know, he really deserves his spot in the Interleague if he does play. But he's a ripper, Walker, so hopefully he can get up and then play with the boys as well. So it's pretty good to have three representatives though from the club. So yeah, now they'll represent the club really well. And
yeah, and you mentioned, you know, I mean, focus on the positives. You know, we're obviously having the three guys in the Interleague squad, and Rourke doesn't look like he's going to get up, but also, you know, we've got Jack Loney in the AFL, we've got some guys playing VFL, and you mentioned the young guys. You know, we've got the three Irving boys, and also Jono Hayden in the VFL, and Jason Tendler as well has been going in and out. So I think there's a lot of positives to take out of the club so far this year, despite the fact that we haven't managed to notch up that first win. Coringle this week, also winless. Obviously a massive game for the club. I think easily our biggest game of the year. What's the plan heading into Coringle?
Yeah, look, I think we've just got to stick to basics, because Coringle probably seizing this opportunity as a game that they can win as well. So we've just got to make sure we stick to our structures, come out and play aggressive football from the start and get a good start and try and go on with it. I don't think, you know, we've got to come here and have the mindset that we're going to win a game, because we don't deserve that mindset yet, because we're clearly not good enough at the moment. But if we can play four quarters of football, there's no reason why we can't knock Coringle off, and hopefully, you know, set some momentum up for the rest of the year. I think, you know, that's what we're looking for. We're looking for that first win to gain some confidence and then go from there. So I think we'll get a few players back this week, and so there we go.
Hopefully we'll get a ruckman back too in the next couple of weeks. It'll be nice as well. We've got Paul Hendo and Brad Dawe on the weekend that are filling the void in the ruck at the moment. But look, that's one of the areas, I suppose, part of footy is injuries. And look, well, thanks for your time, Scotty. Appreciate it, mate. And look, good luck on Saturday, and hopefully we get a win for the Tigers.
No worries. Thanks, Edjo.